Chapter 2. Grandmère's Surprise. Monday, October 20th, after school. When I got home, there was a phone message on the answering machine. Grandmère had called while we were out.
"My plans have changed," she said in her message. "I was going away for a few days, but now I have decided to stay in New York. Call me back immediately, Amelia. I have a surprise for you."
What is Grandmère's surprise? It's something horrible, I'm sure. I'm not going to call her back. If she calls again, I'll tell a lie. I'll say, "I didn't get your message. The answering machine didn't work properly." Early evening. Grandmère called again.
"Come and have dinner with me and your father tonight at the Plaza Hotel," she said. "I'll tell you about your surprise then."
My mom has invited Mr. Giannini to our apartment this evening. She's going to tell him about the baby. I will go to the plaza and have dinner with Dad and Grandmère. Late evening, 11 p.m. I now know all about Grandmère's surprise, and I don't like it. I'm going to be on a TV show called 24/7. Lots of people in America watch this show every week. 24/7 is very popular. Grandmère spoke to the people who work on the show. She made an arrangement with them. I'm going to be interviewed by Beverly Belrive. Beverly is going to ask me questions about being a princess. The interview will be filmed next Saturday. I don't want to be on the 24/7 show. But Grandmère won't listen to me.
"You have to tell everybody about Genovia," she said. "Then lots of tourists will go there. This will be very good for Genovia."
"Your grandmother is right, Mia," said my dad.
Then he started asking questions about the interviewer, Beverly Belrive.
"Didn't she win the Miss America beauty competition in 1991?
He said.
"Is she dating anyone?"
My dad likes beautiful women. "Where will the interview be filmed?" I asked. "Will it be filmed at my apartment or at the Plaza Hotel?" Then I thought about my mom and Mr. Giannini. What will Mr. Giannini say when Mom tells him about the baby? I said to myself. Will he be happy? When I got back to the apartment, the door to my mom's bedroom was closed. I heard Mom and Mr. Giannini talking quietly inside the room. I want Mr. Giannini to be pleased about the baby. He's the best guy that my mother has ever dated. I went into my bedroom and switched on my computer. There was an email message from Michael Moskowitz. He wanted to talk to me. Michael likes working on computers. He is a member of the computer club at school. He writes an online magazine called Crackhead. Michael and I often use our computers to send instant messages to each other. We have conversations in an internet chat room. We use different names when we chat to each other. I use the name FT Louie. It means Fat Louie. It's the name of my cat. Michael uses the name Crack King, a criminal who sells drugs. Michael is always making clever jokes. This was our conversation. Crack King.
"At school today, you were weird. What's wrong with you?"
FT Louie. "Nothing is wrong. I'm fine." Crack King.
"You weren't listening when I was helping you with your algebra problems."
FT Louie. "Yes, I was. I heard everything that you said." But I wasn't telling Michael the truth. There is something wrong. I have a problem, and I can't talk to him about it. I have a crush on Michael Moskowitz. When I'm close to Michael, I can't think clearly. He makes me feel happy and excited. I have to stop writing now. My mom is outside my room. She's knocking at the door. Very late. My mom just came into my bedroom and she was crying. "Why are you crying?" I asked. "Isn't Mr. Giannini pleased about the baby? What did he say?"
"I'm crying because I'm so happy," she replied.
Then she pulled me into the living room. Mr. Giannini was standing there.
"We want you to hear our news first,"
said my mom. We're getting married. Then she put her arms around me and held me tightly. Mr. Giannini hugged me too. It's very weird being hugged by your algebra teacher. Tuesday, October 21st, 1 a.m. My mom and Mr. Giannini are getting married. Does my mom believe in marriage? She never married my dad. Maybe he never asked her. I've just realized something. If my mom marries Mr. Giannini, he'll live with us. He'll live here in this apartment. I'll have to eat breakfast every morning with my algebra teacher. 9 a.m. When I woke up this morning, my throat was painful. I felt ill and I couldn't talk properly. I tried to shout for my mom, but my voice was very weak. She couldn't hear me, so I got up and went down the hall to her room. Mom, I'm sick, I whispered. I can't go to school today. Please, will you call the school? And please tell Lars. Tell him, don't come with a limousine. And call Lily. Lars is my driver and bodyguard. His job is to protect me because I'm a princess. He drives me to school every day in my dad's limousine. We always pick up Lily and take her to school too. Late morning. My mom usually goes to her art studio to paint, but today she stayed at home and looked after me. She made me cups of tea and special food. At 10 o'clock, Mom put a thermometer in my mouth. She took my temperature. She wanted to find out if my body heat was normal. After a minute, she took the thermometer out of my mouth and looked at it. Your temperature is 99.0 degrees, she said. It is 0.6 degrees higher than normal. Then she touched my face. Your skin is hot. You have a fever. Stay in bed and rest. My temperature, 11:45 a.m., 99.2 degrees Fahrenheit. 12:14 p.m., 99.1 degrees Fahrenheit. 1:27 p.m., 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. 2:05 p.m., 99.0 degrees Fahrenheit. 3:35 p.m., 99.1 degree Fahrenheit. Maybe my temperature won't be normal by Saturday. Then I can't be interviewed by Beverly Bellerive. Great! Evening. Grandmère called a short time ago. I'm sick, I told her, but she didn't feel sorry for me at all. If I'm still sick on Saturday, I won't be able to do the interview, I said.
Of course you will, said Grandmère. A princess must do her duties for her people, even if she is sick.
Wednesday, October 22nd. When I woke up, my temperature was 102 degrees Fahrenheit. My mom called my dad. She asked him to take me to my doctor. So Lars and my dad came to the apartment in the limousine. We had to sit in the doctor's reception for about 10 minutes before the doctor examined me. My dad spent the 10 minutes talking to the doctor's pretty receptionist. The doctor looked inside my throat and felt my neck.
You have a throat infection, he said.
Then he wrote a prescription for some medicine.
Take this, he said, giving me the piece of paper. Go to a drugstore and buy this medicine. You must take the medicine 4 times each day. When your temperature is normal, you can go to school.
As soon as I got home, I took some of the medicine. Then I went to bed. My temperature, 5:20 p.m., 99.3 degrees Fahrenheit. 6:45 p.m., 99.2 degrees Fahrenheit. 7:52 p.m., 99.1 degrees Fahrenheit. My temperature is starting to go down. I don't want to get better too quickly. If I'm better by Saturday, I'll have to do that stupid interview.